just coming in.
Okay, so right now we have, this is Evan Wexell.
Wexell, yeah, Wexell. Just say, oh, yeah, funnyevan.com, whatever.
Funnyevan.com,
yeah.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
So, just a couple questions real quick.
Yeah.
When did you start writing, or when did you start your whole spiel?
I'm a stand-up comedian also, and I started doing that like 2.5 years ago, and I don't know, I wrote one song, tried it out, and just kind of wrote one after one after one, and I'm still going.
How old were you when you started when the first song was written?
I can't, oh, my age. I was in my early to mid-20s, and now I'm in my mid-20s. So okay. I've been starting to, yeah, I just like turned 26. So I started like when I was 23, 24.
Awesome.
I go a year after school, yeah.
Cool. Very exciting.
Yeah.
So, should we have you play another
one?
Yeah,
can you play another one?
Wanna play? Okay.
Would you be able to play two more, or do you?
Oh, I can do. Yeah, I can do two more. That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Actually, let me play. I'll play that first song I ever wrote. Like, this was something, man. I was looking for a job. I kind of reinvented the song as I was kind of looking to start life out here. So this is called Finding Myself. I dig pretty deep with this one. So I'll try to do like a little abbreviated version or something.
Cool.
So I'm growing up, well, I guess you are too. I've moved off to LA, 4 years out of school. I'm answering an ad, I think I'm the man. No experience required, I just gotta shake my can. 'Cause I can be a male stripper, I'll come out of the dark. I may drop my pants, but I'll show you my heart. I could be a male stripper, I'll look each girl in the eye. That's right, Andrea, right at you. I don't care if you're ugly, or Jensen if you're really a guy. I would care if you were a guy, but I got student loans to pay back. So the club told me straight, if you really want to pass, you should hit the weights more. Wax your chest and your ass. Well, that's not who I am. No. Well, I run every day. I'm lean as a Slim Jim. And I take Pilates from the core. So I will be a male stripper. I'll come out of the dark. I may drop my pants, but I'll show you my heart. I will be a male stripper. I will shine in the spotlight. Put me up against your best. I'll win that cockfight. Can I say cockfight on the internet? I think I can! I'll come down from this stage and dance in your lap. Point me to an old lady and I'll wake her from her nap. Oh, thank you for believing in me, Mr. Sleazy Owner. Now please pull up your shorts. I don't want to touch your 3-inch boner. Damn. But I am a male stripper! I am out of the dark. I may drop my pants, but I'll show you my heart. I am a male stripper. Oh, the dream has come true. I'm on top of the world. In my birthday suit. I am a male stripper! I may drop my pants. Oops. Let me get those. But I'll show you my heart.
Oh. That was awesome.
We're totally cracking.
We were just dying laughing.
Fuck on.
That was hot.
That's right, UCLA. I'm coming for you. I'm all Jedi like that.
Yeah, I wish you guys could see this, though, because it's a lot more entertaining just watching the play, too.
His facial expressions are priceless.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So, do you want to just give a shout-out to, like, anyone, or tell us where you're going to be performing next?
I don't know. Besides shout-out to my pimps, my peeps, and my hoes, I still got Ice House on Wednesday night. That's a contest. I'm doing that. And, you know, audience vote, so you want to come down, go to funnyevan.com. You got, like, the reservation info on there.
Coffee, Karma Coffee House in Hollywood. It's a good gig coming up Thursday. And, you know, I just kind of show up wherever, too. I might just pop in on Westwood Brewing Company tomorrow night. They got comedy shows there Monday and Thursday nights. And, you guys, if you remember this, down the road, before the end of 05, I will probably be on VH1.
Wow.
When they have
nice.
The next installment of those I Love the Decade shows. I was in there. Playing a little Chuck Berry and Warrant.
Get out of here! Wait, explain a little more. Wait, how did you...
He's not glossing over
it.
I knew people. I had to give a few fingers for the gig, but, you know, I worked it out. It's going to be good. You just keep watching those decade shows when they come out again. I know now VH1's in the music frame of mind right now, but they're going to get back into the retro commentary.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like one of the jackasses they bring in to just talk about stuff.
Those are my favorite
ones. Jackasses
That's
are
why
hilarious.
I watch it. It's so funny.
VH1's like so much better now because they do that.
Because
like,
they have the jackasses.
Best week ever stuff like that.
I'm going to make fun of Britney Spears because I want to be famous. And Britney Spears already is, and she's a hoe. No, anyway.
Do what you gotta do.
Okay,
so...